SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid. So is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Coach James Young. He's going to be on the grid in a couple of moments. Sportsbook Dave Sharapan will join us straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's already been a crazy day in the world of sports, and we haven't even played a game yet tonight in the NBA and the NHL playoffs. Danny Ainge is out. Brad Stevens gets promoted. Bob Baffert is banned by Churchill for 2 years. The verdict is in. Medina Spirit, guilty. Guilty as charged, Cam. Guilty as charged. Churchill throws the book at Baffert, bans him for 2 years, suspended for 2 years. Medina Spirit is no longer the winner of the Kentucky Derby, except that once again, we will reiterate, we do not get our money back, people. They do. We don't.
Yeah, that's the way it works, buddy. It's just, yeah, that's what we talk about. Like, you might want to do this before the race, but we talked about it. First, it was some urinated hay and all sorts of other things. Then Baffert went with the old ointment creams, topical lotions and potions. It doesn't matter. You failed the second drug test. This is a problem. And this is the thing, Renzi, you know, that's the whole problem with betting. You know, you put your money in these things. It doesn't matter. It's over. You're not getting a refund. Exactly what you said. You can write a letter. Hey, you guys want to get a class action lawsuit cooking? Go for it. We'll see what happens. But yeah, the party's over. You've talked about it before in MMA fights, finding out guys are on drugs and stuff. That's just life, man. You make the bet, that's the risk.
Yeah, man, it'll cost me more. Cost me more to get to the lawyer's office than I actually lost on the race, Cam. I only had like $35 or $50 on the Kentucky Derby.
That's the best.
Hello?
My lawyer fees are $2,000. Well, I won $100.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine like showing up and like, look at my account. It's like, buddy, you bet $62 on the race. Like, you're going to have to just sort of eat this one. You're gonna have to eat this one, all right? But yeah, Baffert. But it is what a fall from grace, though, Cam. Huh? There was something, man, this really was Lance Armstrong-like. You follow horse racing very closely. You know the business, as do I. It's impossible to win as much as he was winning. What do you think? That Nick Zito's an idiot? The Top Pletcher? Ooh, I'm Top Pletcher. I don't know how to train a horse. Bob Baffert's the only one who knows how to train a horse. Right? Come on, man. It's like Lance Armstrong. It was like Barry Bonds. When something's too good to be true, it is. And now it's not like, wow, there's accusations. No, you've been banned, bro, for the next 2 years. You're suspended for the next 2 years from the most famous racetrack in the world. So it's no longer just rumors. It's fact. It's like, you know what I mean? Hey, it's like a convicted criminal now, Cam, in the horse racing world.
Exactly. Oh, here comes Bob. Keep it away from your horse.
No, now it was like Bob. It's like, no, when you come up, keep your eye on him, man. Keep your eye on him. Now it's like, keep your eye on him. That'd be the deal. Hey, yeah, Bob, you're welcome back at Churchill, but we have cameras on you and your entire crew and your horses 24 hours a day. we must, like, you must be within visual. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you must be within visual. Yeah, you can't trust it. You trust the Joker from Batman more than Bob Baffert. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. Kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Big night, man. Big night. It's already been a crazy day in the NBA today. Not surprised that Danny Ainge, we called it. We said Brooklyn will beat him up and Danny Ainge will be out of a job. Here we are. So
yeah, we called it.
Yeah. But I am shocked that Brad Stevens gets promoted.
Yeah.
Some people want to see him get fired. And now it's like, exactly. No, not only is like he's not gone, now you're the head of basketball operations. Very interesting move there. in Boston. Sam Cassell's name is coming up a lot as far as being the head coach there. But maybe Stevens goes the college route and hires James Young for all we know. Can shake things up. Tony Bennett, Virginia's name has come up already.
Oh, Tony Bennett. That would be an interesting hire. And you talk about all the crazy things that happened. Tony Bennett's done a great job with that Virginia program, and they got beat with all the guys that they've had beaten down before at Washington State. He's a great coach. But I will say this, Coach K even gave, I thought he was going to coach forever, and you see that news too. Him and Boeheim, the only guys with 1,100-plus wins, 76 winning percentage, and he's even, you know, everybody's got to retire eventually.
Coach K is one of these guys, isn't it, Cam? Where, like, let's just be real. Like, hate's a strong word, but I haven't liked him a lot over the years. I'm like, God, you're annoying. God, your entire program, your players, you. It's amazing. Me and Cam have talked about it, about how, like, he looks like a Blue Devil. Like, he grinches his face. He's on the bench. Like the little blue horns, like literally pop out.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's like, wow, it's crazy. He is the Blue Devil. Like he turns into the Blue Devil. Like the horns pop out. Like
yes, he's got horns. Remember, and we'll talk to Coach Young. Like old people, they morph into their dog and pet. Like it's crazy. I see old people that look like their bulldog or whatever. Like, how the hell did you change your look? It's like you're together so long, you start looking like the animal. Ralph Region is the turtle. I don't know how this stuff works, but yeah, these guys are fusing into their logos.
But I was going to say, the Coach K, though, I respect the hell out of him. Really one of the greatest coaches in any sport of all time. You look at the longevity. None of his players have anything bad to say about him.
Yep.
I'm not saying he's a patron saint and he's calling every player. Hey, how you doing, Chuck? You doing all right? Just checking in. But hell of a coach. Hell of a coach.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenzi. I'm on the grid. I'm also on Sirius XM channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. We're going to get to the pucks in the second hour of the program, although we're only talking about Montreal and Winnipeg because I tuned into the network all day, and I don't know. All I heard about was Vegas and Colorado. You realize there is a North Division that exists as well, but... We'll get to that a little bit later on. Sportsbook Dave understands. Although, props to Scotty Farrell, who is on the Montreal Canadiens this evening. All right, so big, man, it's been a big day in basketball. We haven't even hit the court yet. So, as we stated, Coach K has announced his retirement. He's going to coach one last year. So, we get the farewell tour from Coach K. Danny Ainge is out in Boston. Brad Stevens getting promoted was the surprise, and Stevens steps down as coach and is a new head of basketball operations and in charge of the coaching search, which is just no one saw that coming. Let's bring in Coach Young right now, and I want to get to the games tonight and Coach Young's from Monmouth University's spectacular props. They're real and they're spectacular. Young's props. But, Coach, big day in basketball. Let's start off with Coach K. Listen. You know, LeBron, Jordan, all the greats. It's not like we all love them all the time, right? You know how many times I was like, freaking Kobe, man. God, this guy's annoying, right? I used to bet against Jordan sometimes. Now, and I loved him. I got like 22 pairs of his shoes and jerseys and stuff, but I used to bet against him at times. But Coach K is one of those guys. He can be a villain at times, but he's only the villain because he was so damn good for so long. One of the greatest coaches of all time. Listen, Coach, you're a coach, so I don't know what your tree is here, but, you know, John Wooden to me is, you know, that's the top of the top. But what's your take on Coach K announcing his retirement?
Well, I think, you know, the grind is starting to kind of get to all these older coaches. You got to look at COVID in the last year and a half has really changed a lot of things with recruiting. And you just think you look at Coach K, he's got the all-time most wins in NCAA history. And he probably looks at it and says, you know what? I got one more year of recruiting. I try to get one more national championship, and then I'm out. You know, it's just interesting that the decision was made now rather than right after the season, because you already probably got your 2022, which are juniors in high school now. You probably got a lot of those kids already committed or soon to be committing. So that kind of changes the board a little bit. But also the transfer market has really ticked off a lot of coaches. It's changed the game dramatically. A lot of coaches weren't really with it. So that could be another reason why Coach K is probably out.
That's a great point that you raised. And, you know, I was speaking with Kurt Heelan, and he'll join us tonight on Sports Rage Late Night. He covers the NBA for NBC. And he brought up, Coach, we were talking about Brad Stevens, and I said, why do you think Stevens would give up coaching even? Still kind of a young man. And you know what he told me, Coach? It's funny what he just brought up. He goes, Gabe, almost everyone I talk to in the NBA have aged like 5 years in the last like year and a half. He says there's a lot of burnt out guys in the NBA right now. And don't be surprised if there's a couple others that say, you know what? I'm out too. I'm not going on the road next year. Like, there's normal stuff and I'm out. Like a lot of coaches. You look at Nick Nurse, Cam, you can see it. It's not the same guy anymore. Like, he's just like, it's not because they lost either. It's just the constant grind, and you brought it up, Coach.
Beat down.
Now, with the transfer portal being completely different and so many changes, you could just tell. Like I'm saying, Coach, would you be surprised if there's a couple of more guys that put their hand up and go, you know what? I just saw Coach K doing it. I'm doing it now, too.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, it's like I said, the COVID year in the NBA, you know, the bubble just is kind of broken a lot of people. And the fact that there was so little of an offseason. And then with college, you went from doing full recruiting like normal to getting shut down in March of 2020 for a better part of a year. Now you're going back on the road. Some of these older guys are like, hey, you know what? I don't know if I want to do this anymore. But the Stevens thing, guys, is really interesting because – you know, he was close. I mean, I think he was really close to taking Indiana. He was basically 1 foot out the door. I wonder if Boston said something to him, kind of wink, wink, saying, hey, you know, let's stick around a little bit. We may have bigger plans for you. And that's how this whole thing shook out.
Yeah, and I think how it shook out is a videotape of Danny Ainge telling basketball players to shut up and dribble was basically the final nail in the coffin. Yeah. Danny Ainge, hell of a career. Hell of an athlete. Remember, Cam, Toronto Blue Jays, Danny Ainge.
Yes, he can play baseball. Yes. Danny Ainge is a baseball player. He can do it all.
NBA player, great executive, but let's be real. Society and sort of the times are catching up to him a little bit now. I don't think he's out of touch so much so with basketball, but, you know, there was a lot of missteps recently.
Yeah, a lot of bad life takes, kind of, you know.
Well, like 26 years, I've never heard one racial anything, one player ever say anything about any racist anything.
Exactly.
In 26 years in Boston. Yeah, like that was Marcus Smart went on Twitter and said, I don't know what he's talking about. I hear it every night. Like, it's like, and then people found I don't really have it. I don't care what Steph Curry has to say about anything because he's just a basketball player. Yet somehow it's okay for Danny Ainge to promote politicians, right? You're supposed to care what Danny has to say. You're not signing. Let's just be real. You're not signing any. No one wants to sign in Boston in the first place. Some Shaq Kemba did, but now they can't get rid of that bad deal. But nevertheless, let's get into it. I can't wait, Coach, for your take here. You know, one of your favorite players, Coach James Young's favorite players, Rui Hachimura, Gonzaga, Washington.
Yes.
So he goes from Gonzaga, Washington to Washington, D.C., man. To Washington, D.C., but what do you think, Coach, about this matchup without Embiid? Because I got to tell you what, I think the Wizards have not just a cover in them. I think the Wizards are thinking we can win this game. Let's get this thing back to the district.
Yep.
What do you think about tonight's game?
I think it's going to be a tight game. Now, I think what happens is Philadelphia is going to change their style a little bit. No Embiid. That's their best post presence. That's their best rebounder. So look at a guy like Ben Simmons. His rebounds and assists are 16.5. Look for the over for that, for him to push the pace. Now, you guys brought up my boy Rui, and guess what? Who I love tonight? Your guy, Rui. Rui's got a 14 and a half.
Rui.
Is his over under. 20 points last game. And here's the other thing. Bertans is out 4 to 6 weeks with a calf strain. Yep. So now Rui becomes your shooter, and now he has to play even bigger minutes. So I do like Rui, and he's athletic enough that he can get to the hole. And with no Embiid, there's no interior presence. So, yes, I am all aboard the Rui train tonight, fellas.
You know what caught my eye, Cam? Rui Hachimura's rebounding prop tonight is 5.5. He had 13 in the last game.
Over. Yeah. Yeah.
And so this was, you know, so in the game before, so he had 13, he had 5, 7, and 5. So 5 in game 1, 7 game 2, 5, and then 13. Now without Joel Embiid. Now listen, I'm not saying he's going to get 13 rebounds, guys. It's on the road. It's a different dynamic here this evening. But without Embiid, tell me, coach, Rui can clean the glass up and give us 6, 7, 8 rebounds, don't you think, tonight?
Oh, I think he can get those rebounds. I mean, like I said, Rui is athletic enough, and with no Bertans, and then obviously, you know, Embiid being out, it's going to open up the opportunity for him to get the rebounds, too. Listen, Rui's going to have a big game on the glass and scoring, because let's be honest, we don't know. Westbrook can't hit the broadside of a barn right now, so he's going to have to be a scorer, Rui, but he also is going to have to rebound the ball a little bit, so I expect Rui to have a big game. Listen, the Wizards aren't out of this. They got a little bit of life in them, and if Philadelphia doesn't throw the knockout punch early tonight and let the Washington hang around, the longer they hang around, the more dangerous they get.
I'm all over the Wizards tonight. I'm all over it. We've been riding them all year. If it's the last dance, it's the last dance, Cam. We're going down with them. I'm telling you, I think they went outright.
I agree.
Why is that Monday night not plus 220, Cam, plus 194? Because they know they're scaring you and
you guys
away.
You guys saw what happened the last game, right? You get Embiid out, anything's possible right now, and that total's steaming too. So it's just going to be a chuck fest tonight, right, Gibby? Without Embiid inside.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a three-point absolute gong show.
We'll get coaches take on the other side, but without Embiid, both teams are going to run. Philly's going to say, all right, we're going to run with you guys. Yeah. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, and we do have a lot of game time decisions to make. We got the raging redhead Cam Stewart in house, the coach, Monmouth University, James Young, kicking it in studio 34. Cam, I'm fired up for this prop. Rui Hachimura over under Rui. 5.5 rebounds. Rui. And unlike Rudy, Rui is Rui. Real. Rui actually exists. Yeah. Unlike
Sorry,
Rudy.
Yeah. Washington doesn't put Rui in just to get in the game. Hi, guys, I'm Rui. No, he actually contributes. We're going to take the over on every Rui prop right now.
The best story ever. Joe Montana, I think he's bitter that this Rudy dude makes money or something. I don't know what it is. Because Joe Montana is such a nice, laid-back guy. But he was on the Dan Patrick Show years ago. And it was like, I don't know, Rudy was the anniversary of the movie or something. Dan Patrick goes, you were on the same team with Rudy, weren't you? He's like, I don't know, I guess. He's like, I don't know, Dan. He goes, I don't really remember him. Like, he goes, I don't really. He goes, I sort of remember. And then he just drops the bump. He goes, I tell you what. He goes, no one handed their jerseys in to get him to play. And then he goes up. He goes, and I'll tell you what. He goes, I saw the movie. And he goes, in that game against Purdue, no one was chanting his name. Like, he started boom, boom, boom. I sort of remember this kid hanging around, but no. It wasn't like some team thing. And he even goes, definitely no one was chanting his name. That was just too good. Coach Young. So, Coach.
Yes.
We're going with the over 5.5 rebounds here. But Cam asked on the way out, and I don't know how you didn't hear us because we're yelling. I guess me and Cam got to be louder. It's the loudest station in the nation. It's all the partiers in New York City getting ready for the Knick game. Yeah. But we've reestablished connection with the coach. But what do you think of the tempo tonight? 229.5 without Embiid, you imagine Philadelphia and Washington, the pace things open up a little bit without the big man clogging up the paint.
Yeah, I definitely think the pace is going to pick up. You know, the Wizards are over. They're 5-1 over the last six games following a win. 6-2 over as the underdog. Philadelphia, 8-3, the last 11 games that they've played in Philadelphia has gone over. It's going to be a track meet. That's the best chance that Washington has. And with Embiid, without that post play presence, it may be the best way that Philadelphia has to play because they don't have a low post presence to go score. So I love the over. Plus, Washington don't play no defense anyway. So take the over.
All right. Sounds like we're in consensus here. Cam, money line, you ready to pull the trigger? Money line Wizards tonight.
No, I got to give you credit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we did great in the NBA last night. I should have listened to you. We would have swept the board. Good call on the Lightning and under, Gabe. Your hockey picks have been very strong. I'm going to follow you and Dave later. But, yeah, the NBA was fantastic. Honestly, I got to stop betting on Carolina. The teams that I want to win never win. Let's do this. Over, money line, Washington. We're going to do the three-step. Washington plus six. We'll take them on the money line and over. We're all in agreement here. And you guys saw what happened in that game. Without Embiid, Simmons and these other guys are going to have to step up. I'm not sure if they can. And Washington could smell blood in the water. When he left the game, they just kept, they were lingering, and then they extended at the end. If Washington's shooting and hitting tonight, I think it's going to be a long night, Gabe. I think if you like the Wizards, you have to take the money line because they probably will not just cover but win.
I think you can make that argument that they actually either win the game or just get blown out.
Yes.
I don't think like you can actually, you know what I mean? Hey, Washington won or they lost by 12. You know what I mean? It was one of those, one or the other. Because, Philadelphia are capable. If you guys remember earlier in the year, and I was making a case for Joel Embiid to be the MVP, but I know that he's just not resilient enough to stay on the court all the time. But if you recall, Cam, they were like 0-4 and 0-5 without him. They couldn't win without him. But they did win without him down the stretch, actually. They're 10-11 without Joel Embiid in the lineup. Just for the record, I thought I'd throw that out there. But I think Washington have a taste right now. And I do. I think they're fired up. We know this team has no quit in them. They've had no quit all year. They won the other night, and Westbrook hit three shots, like Coach said.
Exactly.
That was 3-for-19. They still won the game. Right? So, you know the effort's going to be there from them. I like the Wizards tonight. I'm with you, Cam. Wizards plus the points. Wizards money line over the number. Rui Hachimura over 5.5 rebounds. All right, let's get into this Knicks and Hawks game, Coach. Because to me, from a basketball standpoint, let's be real. Atlanta have broken these guys' will. I saw Clint Capella. I don't know if you guys saw Clint Capella. I'd run it, but there were a lot of F-bombs and different stuff in the interview that he did. I love the modern athlete. They don't care about swearing anymore. They just don't care. They're like, if you don't like it, don't run it, right? So Clint Capella just said they're laughing at the Knicks now. He said these guys are pushing us and they're talking smack, and he didn't use the smack word. He goes, these guys talk so much smack, and he goes, they think they're cool because they talk and they push us. He goes, we're talking smack and we're pushing them, except the only difference is we know how to win games. And then I loved he just said, he goes, they can talk all they want. We're going to go into their building. We're going to beat them again. We're going to talk smack, and they're going to go on vacation. And I'm telling you right now, guys, the Atlanta Hawks can beat Philadelphia after. I want your take on this, Coach. Capella and Collins, they're not intimidated by Joel Embiid. Clint Capella can ball, man. That kid's career was wasted in Houston. He's a hell of a basketball player, that guy. Collins can ball as well. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. They haven't beaten the Knicks yet. But to me, this is just all about, does Atlanta have the kahunas here, Coach, to close this out on the road tonight? What do you think?
I think it's going to be a raucous crowd tonight at MSG. You know, if anything, you know, I think the Knicks are going to play well. I think they've been challenged. I think Tibbs may play this game a little bit differently. The way especially Obi Toppin played in the fourth quarter, I wouldn't be shocked to see Randle go to the five and the Knicks play small ball. That way you bring Capella away from the basket, and then you have driving lanes. But here's the reason why the Knicks aren't winning the series so far, and they're down 3-1. Three-point shooting. They were shooting at about 39% before the season. They're shooting about 31% now. They were giving up 32%. The Hawks are shooting 38%. That's about a 15-18 point swing. So the best chance the Knicks have to get tonight, Randle has to go off. I actually do like his prop for over 23.5 points. But on the flip side, they got to defend the three-point line. So I love Randle's over tonight. And I also love Trae Young's over with the points because, let's be honest, the Knicks just can't guard the kid. And the other one is I love Clint Capela's over rebounds. I think he's going to get a ton of boards tonight, especially if the Knicks go small. He's the best rebounder on the floor. Noel's not playing well, and he's hurt. So look at those props tonight with those three.
I really like where you're going with that with Capela. Cam, this is a tough basketball game tonight, isn't it? Atlanta look like the better team. They're more reliable. Mm-hmm. Randle and Barrett, they just don't have the offensive punch. And this whole thing about defense, defense wins championships if you are able to get to the championship, Cam and Coach. Like, you got to be able to score too, right? Like, yeah, you want to have the better defense. Yeah. The same thing you hear that in football. Oh, defense wins championships. Yeah. No, it doesn't. The best teams with defense always lose. They can't score. The Bears have a great defense. The Ravens have a great defense. We can go down the list. A lot of good teams have defense. You can't score. You can't win. You just need a better defense than the team you're playing in the championship or the finals. Mm-hmm. That's how it sort of works, Cam, but what I, you know, I get it. They're going to be all raucous tonight at MSG. What do you think? Do the Garden Faithful have one more happy night left in them? I don't think so, Ken. My gut tells me the ATL closed the party out tonight.
I kind of got that feeling, too. This is the way I think the game script's going to go, and we were pretty accurate yesterday. I think the Knicks are going to feed off the crowd early. If you like them, you take them in the first quarter and the first half. If Atlanta stays within, you know, 10 points in this match, I think slowly but surely they're going to pull the old L.A. Clippers routine against Dallas, methodically whittle the lead away, and then once it gets very close, the Knicks start to get real tight, and as Coach said, you get tight, they're already shooting poorly, brick, 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 and Atlanta makes a fourth quarter run and slips out the win and gets it done. This is the toughest game on the board tonight for me, but I'm leaning with our buddy, with Harry the Hawk tonight on his moped. He'll upgrade to a Mercedes if they get it done, Gabe. Time for a new ride.
You better... Tell you what, that moped wouldn't last long if you parked that outside MSG camp. That thing will get robbed in a second.
Remember, gone. 2.5 seconds, yes.
Hey, Harry the Hawk cruising in. He's going to be rolling in on 6th Street. Someone's going to push him off. Hey, Hawk, give me that, Hawk. give me that. All right, Coach, so what's your final call in this game? Winner tonight. So Capela's 13.5 rebounds tonight. It's not cheap. 13.5 rebounds. Player points for Trae Young. You said you like that. That's 25.5. What about Trae Young assists, Coach? He's done a good job in which – it's the one thing with this kid. Everyone just thought he was sort of a shooter coming out of Oklahoma, including myself, but he's really turning into a very good passer as well. Nice vision, Coach, and crisp passes too.
Yeah, and the Knicks is still struggling with that high ball screen with Trae. So if Trae's gonna get that high ball screen, especially going to his right, and you got Capela rolling, and you stick someone like Huerter or Gallinari or, you know, some of these other shooters, Bogdanović in the corner, you know, I do like his assists. I think Cam is on to something. If you like the Knicks, and I do like the Knicks tonight, I like them more in the first half. It's only a plus a half a point. So you just got to basically have the lead at that point. I think the Knicks are going to feed off of that crowd. I think Atlanta's going to be tight because you got to remember, guys, the hardest game to win is the closing game, especially on the road. So I think the Knicks jump out early. They have the lead probably at the half, and then they're going to probably try and hang on for dear life because at some point Trae's going to go off. And I don't think Nate's going to play around with Trae's minutes tonight. If he smells blood with Trae, he'll keep him in the whole second half to get the win and get this series over.
So three of the four games in the Wizards series have gone over the number. Three of the four in Atlanta and New York have gone under the number, have gone under. All right, so we'll get into Memphis, Utah, Dallas, and the Clippers, and more on the other side with Coach Young. We'll get into the hockey in the second hour, all that and more Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Dave Sharapan's going to join us at the 7 o'clock hour. For all you puckheads, we've got our poll question up right now at Sports Rage. Who do you like in the series, the Jets or the Canadians? The Jets are favorites. We'll get to that a little bit later on. We're talking basketball right now with Monmouth University's coach James Young throwing it down with us. All right, so let's keep this rolling right now. And I've got to start clicking, Cam. Unlike yesterday, I haven't gotten these NBA prop bets in yet, and I got to keep up. Capella rebounds, but Hachimura to me, guys, over 5.5 rebounds. Yeah. I don't want to mush this, but he's going to have this in like the first quarter.
I hope
he's going to have 6 rebounds by midway through the second. Midway through the second, we're going to be sitting here. Hey, there's a win.
Yes,
there's a winner. Hey,
that'd be great.
All right, so let's get into Memphis and Utah. It's a 9.5 the point spread here. And it's amazing, isn't it, Coach, how good Donovan Mitchell has been coming back when he didn't play since mid-April, averaging 28 points a game in the 3 games since he's returned. And this is what's amazing. So they scored 109 points in the first game, guys, and the game still crept over the number. Since he's come back, the Utah Jazz are scoring 127.3 points per game. All 4 games have gone over in this series. The game 1 barely got there. The next 3 with Mitchell have cruised over the number, sailed over the number. As we stated, they've averaged 127.3 points per game. I don't think they're going to let up. Utah have a chip on their shoulder. They're a dangerous basketball team right now, Coach. I don't like laying the points like this, but I didn't like laying the points last night with the Nets, but I knew they were going to cover. I think it's game, set, match. Thanks for coming. Memphis, up-and-coming team. Utah roll, win by 18. What do you think? Who do you like tonight?
Love Utah, but I'm going to go Utah in the first half. The last 3 games since Donovan Mitchell's been back, they've been up 20, 10, and 5 at the half. So the line is 5.5 for the first half. I love the first half. I think Utah's going to throw a knockout punch early and really go after them and really push it and really try and get, you know, Memphis to start questioning themselves a little bit. You're right about the over. I think the over is a borderline slam dunk because of the pace they play. And the fact that Utah's got so many guys that can beat you. Now, I got to give you my prop. So 2 props I like. 1, Jaren Jackson over 13.5 points. Now, if this kid stays out of foul trouble, he's a problem. The kid O'Neal is too small for him. Niang doesn't play defense. So I do like Jaren Jackson over 13.5 points. Hit his prop last game. If he stays out of foul trouble, he can get you 20. The other one, little different take with this. I'm going Rudy Gobert over 14.5 points tonight. Rudy Gobert, since Donovan Mitchell has been back, and actually for the series, is shooting 81.2% from the floor. Dunks and layups. All those guys can score. I like Rudy Gobert to get his over 14.5 points, and I like Jaren Jackson to get over his 13.5 points tonight.
Cam, what are you doing with this game?
I've already created a money line parlay with the Clippers and Jazz, but it's a little bit too much. I need to find a dance partner because it's hovering around the 175 mark. That's a little bit too much for me. I do agree with both of you guys. I think Utah wins the game. I don't know if they're going to win exactly by 10 points, but I'll tell you one thing about Memphis, too. They've had real problems in the fourth quarter of these games, right? They look like sometimes they're leading or close, and Utah always pulls away from them. But I think, to your point, Coach, it's going to be different. They want to end things. This is a long journey to win the NBA championship, and you can't screw around by letting a team back in it, right? You need all the rest you can, especially, hey, the West is wide open, too. This is a beautiful chance for the Jazz. It's anybody's ball game right now. They need it. I think they destroy them in the first half. And, yeah, no, Morenci, you're right. They cruised a victory tonight. I'm thinking Yeah, anywhere between 16 and 24. Could be blowout time. See you later,
Grizz. Yeah, I think the three balls start falling. Those crazy people in Utah are yelling and going crazy and stuff. And when Utah are good, man, they're good. I mean, Coach, we saw.
They are good.
What, they won 21 games in a row, whatever the hell it was earlier this year. Like, when they're rolling, like, Mitchell really is the key. It's amazing, Coach. Like, how does he open things up so much for, like, how is it that everyone's just so much better suddenly when he's there?
Well, because he's the number one option. So now Dillon Brooks, as great of a defender as he is, he's got to slide over to him. So now you got other guys that are now secondary scorers that now can play their game and play their role, because Spider is that good with the ball. And the fact that they have enough shooters around and they got Gobert to clean up the mess inside, they're just a balanced scoring team. But, you know, the way Donovan's been playing, I'm shocked that he's playing so well after being out so long. But they're a dangerous team. And I think with the way that they play team basketball, that's what makes them really dangerous. And that's why I think they're gonna blow them out, especially in the first half tonight.
Man, I'm on Utah minus the points. I'm on the over in the game, and I'm thinking first half as well. Coach is selling me, Cam. He's putting me in the Cadillac, the first half Cadillac here on the car.
Yeah, I told you, yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I think I'll take that first half. The WeatherTech, you got a WeatherTech floor mat for me, too. You're throwing some floor mats.
Yes, exactly.
We're going all out here.
Just do me a favor. Don't park it outside the garden. That under will still hit at 2.5 like you were talking about last segment. So don't leave it there.
Yeah, Cam, we need to get some of those lucky fuzzy dice hang from the
fuzzy dice.
You know those like fuzzy, those old fuzzy dice.
Yeah, yeah. The best fuzzy dice.
Okay, Coach. So, that's great. How are Dallas going to respond tonight after playing so well in the first two games? The wheels have completely fallen off. Luka's got a bad neck right now. And the Clippers are dialing it up a notch. Kawhi Leonard's on fire. He's averaging 34 points a game in the series. But I don't know. I think Dallas have one good run in them. But I don't know if that means for the entire game, the first half. Do they come out in the first quarter? Dallas have to be a little bit better. Or the Clippers just going to deliver a big knockout punch tonight. Big game tonight. Locked up at 2. That's the thing if I'm Dallas, Cam. And Carlisle's an idiot. I maintain, like, I still don't know how the hell, like, he's taking players out of games and stuff like that. But anyways, but I tell them, because it almost feels like, doesn't it, like, if you ask someone, Cam, doesn't it have a feeling like, all right, the Mavericks are done. They're down 3-0. It's like, no, it's 2-2.
No, it's tied.
It's 2-2.
I know.
Yeah, it's 2-2. Like, if I'm Carlisle, I'd say, guys, forget about what happened in the last two games. It's irrelevant. It's a best of 2 or 3 series, all right?
It is.
Like, we're not down. Like, we're tied. There seems to be a lot of negativity around Dallas right now. But I sort of get it. It's a tough game to bet, man. I have a tough time with this one, Ken.
I think the Clippers are going to win, but I'm not sure if they're going to cover. This is the one that I think, like, it's going to actually be, like, really close down the line. Like, I kind of think Dallas might linger, and you're right. What the hell are these guys thinking? Be positive. But that's what happened, Gabe. It was a 2-0 series lead going back home, feeling great about themselves. Yay! And you saw what happened in the first quarter. They had an opportunity to bury them. They let the Clippers hang around. And now look what we got, a series. That's why when you're the underdog, you got to put your foot on their throat and you have to finish the job. They got to come out with desperation tonight. Don't worry. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you're right. It feels like these guys have, like, no chance in the world. It's a 2-2 series. Go out there and ball. Like, I still think the Clips will win, but I think it's going to be close. I might, I think it probably was within the point spread. What do you think, Coach?
What are you expecting from the Mavericks tonight?
I think the Mavericks, this is a huge game for them, because if they lose this, it's over. I don't care if it's going back to Dallas for game 6, or LA in game 6. I really do like the Mavs to cover. I think it's going to be a tight game. That's just too many points for me. I think it's going to be a one-possession game. Expect Luka, especially after the last game, to go off. I love his points, rebounds, assists to go over that. And I think they can't guard Kawhi. Here's the thing with the Clippers. And you got to be honest with this. Besides PG and Kawhi, who's your scorer? They don't have a third scorer. So that's why I love Kawhi over his prop. I think it's 30.5 points. I love his over prop for his points. And I think Luka has a huge game tonight. And I think it's going to be a tight game. It may be one of those games that's going to come down to the last possession. But I just think Dallas is going to come out as a desperate, aggressive team. And I just think 7.5 is just way too many points.
One player that did step up, and it made such a big difference, it goes to show if just a few other people contribute, was Marcus Morris, right? Was Marcus Morris. When shots start falling, it makes a massive difference for the Clippers. Dangerous team. This is so tough. What about the total in this one, guys? Pace tonight? Like, I sort of think it is.
I like the over. I like the over.
Yeah, I think the numbers come out flying, too. Yeah.
Hey, I'm listening here. You guys think every game's going over tonight. Is that what I'm hearing?
Hawks. Not the Hawks game. Everyone except the Knicks game. Never said that, Ken.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
No. The Knicks may not get the 95 tonight.
Yeah.
No, I think you're over.
All right, over in a nightcap.
Over.
Over in the nightcap. Cam's like, hey, what you guys think? It ever gets that easy? Everything's going over.
There are a lot of overs tonight. Yeah, a lot of overs.
Don't worry. We got some unders coming on the ice that we'll get to a little bit later on. All right, Coach. So before we get you out of here, speaking of handling your business in massive games, Phoenix did that. And you talked about it, Cam. Like Dallas were up 2-0. They let them off the hook. If Phoenix are going to win the series, they needed to do what they did last night. Not just win, but kill them. And let them know, you know what, we're not scared of you. We're going to kill you again, right? We're not scared of you. And the Lakers wanted this. I don't want to hear any, Hallmark cards being written for the Lakers. Oh, they lost AD. You guys wanted Phoenix? You got him. And here it is. I don't care if AD got hurt. Goran Dragic got hurt last year in the finals against you. I don't hear Laker fans crying about that. Bam Adebayo missed 4 games. I don't hear you crying about that, right, in the finals. Right, Coach? Everyone has selective memory when people get hurt. Newsflash. Players get hurt in the NBA playoffs, guys, every year. Major players get hurt. It's up to your team to actually, I don't know, have what they call depth, right? But what do you make, Coach, of this one? And what did you think, Coach, of Barkley calling Anthony Davis street clothes? Say, without street clothes, Davis, they can't win.
Well, they can't win without AD. I mean, I think, listen, the way those other role players played, the Kuzmas, the Schroeders was terrible last night. And, I think it's one of those things where they got punched in the face in the second quarter and they just literally look like they just quit on the game. They must think they're going to go back to game 6 and they're going to win. I don't know about this. You know, I had loved Phoenix coming down the stretch of the season. And I think they may be onto something here. And I think they're going to go for it here in L.A. If they don't have Anthony Davis, who's going to be that next score with LeBron? Because unless LeBron gives you 40, which I don't know if he can get you 40 at this point, who's the guy that's going to get you 15 to 20? Is it Schroeder? Is it Kuzma? Is it Caldwell Pope? It certainly ain't going to be Drummond. So, I really think if they don't got AD tomorrow, I think the Lakers are in deep trouble.
Coach, we got about 30 seconds or so, give or take. Milwaukee Bucks, Brooklyn Nets. The Nets are laying laying 4 points. The point spread's been bouncing around, but it's settled to 4. 30 seconds, Coach. Who do you like in this series?
I like the Bucks. I like the Bucks because of they can't stop Giannis. And the key thing is Drew Holiday's playing really well. And one last person to think about, I'm going to go with someone that's going to have a big series. I'm going to go with the old net, Brook Lopez. Playing really well, hard to guard him, and who the hell does Blake Griffin guard this series? Let's figure that out.
Coach Young.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions, and we do have a lot of decisions to make, and we've already made quite a few decisions. Let's share some of them with you all. Let's start off with the Washington Wizards plus the points. Give me the Wizards. Nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody! Because I'm the Wiz. Nobody beats the Wiz. Wiz plus six. Let's take the points. And in fact, Cam, I actually got him at 7 because it was 6.5 before.
Ooh,
yeah. I got it up to 7. But I honestly do believe they can win this basketball game.
I do too.
So let's throw a little play on the money line as well. We're going to go over the number. It's funny. We were talking about the total at 229, 229 and a half. It's up to 230 right now. So Wizards plus the points. Wizards money line over in the game. And Rui Hachimura over 5.5 rebounds. That's my early 7 o'clock action. What do you got for us, Cam?
Well, I can tell you one thing. Nobody's got at Sports Grid combined has more bets than me right now. 64 current bets. That includes golf.
Let's 64. Run.
Four current bets.
You've got your own NCAA tournament bracket going on. You've got six.
Absolutely do.
And we're not. Maybe. We're still early. You haven't even put the hockey bets in yet. You're waiting.
I've done one, but yes, I'm telling you, I'm not screwing around.
What did
I did
you
a
do?
Lot of.
You did
I,
one.
Let's
what
just
did
say
you do?
I reinvested the Coke Rack money. So we'll talk about baseball first as they go off. Twins are on the card tonight, $1.35. We like the Rays in a bounce-back situation against the Yankees, plus 120 dog. And this kid Manoah for the Blue Jays, absolute stellar debut. I think he'll do it again. Give me the Blue Jays to beat the Fish another time. I'm on the Washington Wizards, plus 6, sprinkle on the money line. Hachimura over rebounds, Hachimura over points. What was he, 13.5, Gabe, or 14.5? Whatever
14
it is, I think I've got it. Yeah, 14.5. I bet that too. Let's rock.
I saw that. I saw that kid's mother going crazy when he got his first strikeout in his Major League Baseball appearance.
Oh yeah,
kid on the Blue Jays. Good. His mother, and you know, just wearing a jersey. She was crying. She was yelling. She was like trash talking the Yankees. That's my son. Like,
exactly.
They're all looking over. Like even Michael Kay's like, the guy's mother is really, really getting fired up in the stands over there. Price is a little high for me, but I like the Jays as well. We're riding the Wizards. Hachimura, 5.5 rebounds. Play it.
Sports info is everywhere. We cut through all the clutter and bring you actionable insights and expert perspectives every single day. This.